Conversation 4. All about Harry Jones.
You're very late back from school, Jim. What have you been doing?
I've been talking to the headmaster about that Jones boy. He's been late every day this week, and his marks haven't improved at all. We're all very worried about him.
What did the headmaster say?
He asked me to see the boy's parents.
Harry Jones has been having a lot of trouble at home, you know. His father's been ill all this year, and they've been finding it difficult to make ends meet.
I know, Maggie, but the school is in a difficult position. Harry's been doing so badly that something must be done, for his sake.
He's been doing a newspaper round all this term to help out at home. That's why he's so late in the mornings, I expect. Mrs. Jones has been trying to find a part-time job, too. I met her at the butcher's this morning, and she asked me whether I knew of anything.
Yes. I told the headmaster that the family's been going through a difficult time. He promised to talk to the education committee about it. Perhaps they can give Harry some sort of temporary grant.
I wonder, Jim. You've been looking for a part-time canteen assistant at school, haven't you? What about trying Mrs. Jones?
Mrs. Jones? Oh, that's a very good idea. I'll see the headmaster about it first thing in the morning.
And what about asking Harry to do some digging for us 2 or 3 times a week? You've been working so hard at your carpentry lately that the garden's in a shocking state.
And who's been promising to help me with it all this winter? But still, it's a good idea. We'll pay Harry 1/2 crown an hour, and he can dig up the whole lot.
Fine. Come and have tea now, and afterwards we'll go and see the Joneses.